hate him. He's such a bully. He's never going to change.
Peter flopped down on the couch very dramatically. At 14, everything was dramatic.
What happened today, Peter?
His mother asked. It was Peter's first year at public school, and it was a hard time for him. He was very small and scrawny and very smart. This combination got him picked on a lot.
It was James again. He's so mean. I wish he was dead.
Peter, you have to watch the words of your mouth,
his mother exclaimed.
You have the power of life and death in your tongue. You are speaking death over him. Jesus told us to speak life.
Well, I don't really want him dead, but it sure would be easier without him around,
Peter said, exasperated.
He makes my life so hard. He's such a jerk.
Peter's mother thought carefully.
Lord, what do you want me to say to him? How can I teach him your word in a way he can understand? Peter, do you remember what it says in God's word about the power of your words?
Yeah, it says something about how what you say affects you.
Well, it does affect you, but it affects others also. Proverbs 18:21 says that the tongue has the power of life and death. You have the power to curse and the power to bless.
Peter sat up.
Do you mean I am putting a curse on him or something? I'm not a witch or anything.
But you are cursing him. You are speaking death over him. That doesn't mean that he will die tomorrow. It's more like a spiritual death. But when you say these things, you are speaking death over yourself.
What? I just said I hate him. How is that going to hurt me?
Peter was unsure where this was going, and he was starting to get a little uncomfortable.
In Matthew 12:34, it says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Unless you are allowing Satan to cloud your judgment and speak for you. You may not really want this boy dead. You just want him to be nicer to you. There should be no hatred in your heart. It goes on to say in Matthew that a good man brings good things out of the good stored up him, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him.
I'm confused. I'm a good person. But if I think bad things, I'm evil?
I don't think that's what it means. A good person loves God, like you do. They have accepted Jesus as Lord, like you. But our thoughts need to be on things above. We need to think like God. We need to ask the Holy Spirit what we could do and say. If we think good thoughts, good things are going to come out of our mouth. But when we let our emotions take over, it's like we are letting Satan in the door to speak through us. He is the God of this world, and our words give him his power. We can speak life, which renders him useless, or we can speak death, which gives him power over our lives and is very destructive to others.
So, if I don't watch what I say, I could be letting Satan work through me?
Peter was confused. He didn't want to give Satan any power over his life.
Matthew 12 also says that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. So, every time you curse someone by, say, wishing they were dead, you really bring God's judgment on yourself. You have to atone for those words, and that is sin. Jesus died for that sin, but you need to see the error of your ways and repent. Are you getting this?
His mother wasn't convinced she was getting through.
So, let me get this straight. If I give God power over my tongue, then I will speak life and blessings over people. But if I let my mind and emotions take over, then I'm speaking death, and that is from Satan?
Peter paused for a minute to think.
I really don't want to get caught up in my emotions and say something I don't mean. I don't want to give Satan that possibility. I want to speak God's words.
Peter's mother smiled.
That is a good choice.
So,
Peter said thoughtfully,
what should I say? He's not a nice guy.
Maybe we could pray for him. The Bible says to love your enemies and pray for them. By being nice to them, it's like heaping burning coals on their head. Repay evil with kindness. Satan can't stand that. When you do something nice and serve God by loving your enemies, it takes away all their power. When he says something mean to you, just smile and say, God loves you. Trust me, it will stop him in his tracks.
So I could say I don't like him, but I know God loves him, so I will pray for him?
I think that is a good place to start. Just pray for him and heap blessings upon him. Instead of saying he's a jerk, speak life and say he's a work in progress.
Peter looked at his mom as he got up from the couch.
Thanks, Mom, for showing me how to be a better Christian. I will watch the words of my mouth from now on.